Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very happy you're joining us here today. Now, what kinds of things stress you out? That is, what makes you feel stressed? Tests? Giving a speech? Moving? Changing jobs? Maybe doing something new in your job? Well, the title of today's lesson is The Stress of Change. Yes, change. Life is full of changes. Some changes are good. Maybe you recently started learning English with Studio Classroom. Maybe it's more difficult than what you're used to. It's a good change, but it might be stressful at times doing something new. Well, in today's lesson, we will learn about how one of our friends handled the changes in her life. So here is a question for you to think about. Our lesson mentions an old saying that is a famous phrase, okay? What is the old saying? Here's the question again. What is the old saying in our lesson? All right, it's a good one. That's all. Let's begin. Oh, your English will improve today. Okay, let's begin.
The stress of change. How to cope when your life is turned upside down. There's an old saying that goes, "The only thing constant in life is change." Life can be characterized as a series of changes. Starting school, graduation, getting married, changing jobs, having children, retiring, etc. You might expect people to become accustomed to change, but in fact, any change, even a positive one, causes significant amounts of stress. And that, in turn, can be dangerous to your happiness and your health.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 characterize 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 character, C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R, 个性或性格这个名词。所以动词 characterize 是指描述某一个人或某个事物的特性，或者是具有某种特征。例如 ,the boss of the company is characterized by his staff as a man of creativity.这家公司的员工认为这位老板的特质就是他非常的有创意。或者是 This movie was characterized as a black comedy. 这部电影被归类为黑色幽默的电影。继续我们看的是 accustomed, 这个形容词。accustomed, 原本是 accustom, A-C-C-U-S-T-O-M, 使习惯这个动词的过去分词。当形容词的时候是指习惯的或者是适应的。如果要说明对什么事物习惯的话是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,after living in Alaska for several years, Kevin became accustomed to the cold weather. 住在阿拉斯加几年之后 ,Kevin 变成能够适应寒冷的气候。或者是 Bobby isn't accustomed to being treated as a star. Bobby 不太习惯被别人用明星的待遇来对待他。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, Rebecca,、do you ever feel stressed?
What kind of question is that? Of course I feel stressed sometimes. And you know when I really feel stressed?、When there's a lot of change in life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know when you move from one place to another place、or when you have to quit one job and you're starting a new job or just there's different seasons in life.
Are you just saying that because our lesson is about the stress of change?
Oh, you're right. It is the stress of change. No, it's true. That is when I typically feel the most stressed.
Interesting.
There's big changes in life.
You know, it's true. A lot of people, they might get a little bit、nervous before a test or、giving a big speech.、But usually that passes, and after the speech or after the test, you go back to normal. But sometimes when there's a big change in life, you might feel stressed for a long time. All right, so we're talking about the stress of change. How to cope when your life is turned upside down. Isn't that a great phrase?
Yes, when your life is turned upside down. So that literally means that you're actually turned upside down, right? As if my head is on the ground.
Yeah, can you just imagine if your body was turned upside down?
Yeah.
That'd be a big change, right? And it's kind of like that. That might be really stressful. That's kind of the idea here, friends, with this phrase. It's a very good phrase. It's good to know. And it doesn't mean that your body is turned upside down. It means that your life is experiencing something new. Maybe everything you're used to changes and you're not sure how to react anymore.
For example, after Sam lost his job, he felt like his life was turned upside down. Or, you know, another example would be when Vicky graduated from college, she actually felt like her life was turned upside down because the last couple years she had been used to going to college, and now she's no longer going to college and she didn't know what to do with her life.
You know what? Mm-hmm. After natural disasters, a lot of people's lives are turned upside down. Our friend actually was telling me that after the earthquake on September 21st, a long time ago, do you remember? Well, after that, her family's life was turned upside down. They had to, they were not able to live in their house for a while. And that was a big change. And it really changed the way that she thought about life. So friends, think of other ways you can use that phrase. How is your life turned upside down sometimes?
Well, we see here in our lesson, there is an old saying that goes, the only thing constant in life is change. And that's kind of sort of an oxymoron. I like to use that word, oxymoron.
Yeah, that's right, 矛盾. The only thing constant in life is change. Wait, this is 矛盾. Because change, of course, shouldn't be constant, right? If something is constant, you should rely on it. But of course, the only thing that is constant in life is change. Everything else, well, everything changes all the time. That is the only thing that we can trust.
Right. Well, life can be characterized as a series of changes, starting school, graduation, getting married, changing jobs, having children, retiring, and etc. Well, speaking of getting married, at a wedding there are many different people who are actually in the wedding.
Uh-huh.
What do the guys have to say about the bride and bridegroom?
Oh, I believe we will have to find out in the info cloud.
Words enter languages many different ways. One way is through mishearing.
One example is the word bridegroom. This word was born out of a mishearing of the old English word bridegumma, an old word that meant suitor.
Breaking this word down, we find bride meant a newly married woman, while gumma meant man.
Now, fast forward to 16th century England. While the word bride was still known, gumma's meaning was lost and forgotten. English speakers couldn't make sense of it.
Some thought, perhaps, gumma was connected to a similar-sounding word, groom. A good guess, but it was wrong.
Right or wrong didn't matter, though. By popular consensus, bridegroom came to mean a newly married man. Later, a related word was added, groomsmen, meaning men who attend to the groom.
They're the counterpart to bridesmaids, the women who take care of the bride. Just like the groom's best man is the counterpart to the bride's maid of honor.
Interestingly, the word gumma can still be seen today in other related languages. In Danish, for instance, the word bridegroom is bolligom.
And in German, it's brautigam, both of which mean man of the bride.
在婚礼当中, 最重要的两个人就是groom, 新郎, 跟bride, 新娘。 groom其实来自bridegroom, 而这个字呢, 有一段有趣的历史, 它在古英文的原型是bridegumma, bride是新娘, gumma 表示男人, 但过了好几百年, gumma 这个字失传了, 没有人知道 gumma 是什么, 因此人们就采用了 groom 这个字来取代 gumma, 后来 bridegroom 就变成 新郎的意思。在西方的婚礼当中，除了 groom 跟 bride 之外呢，还有好几位伴郎跟伴娘。伴郎的英文名称是 groomsman， 伴娘是 bridesmaids。这里用了复数，是因为一般都会有好几位伴郎伴娘。但是首席伴郎有另一个名称，叫做 best man， 首席伴娘叫做 maid of honor。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, thanks so much, guys. Brides and bridegrooms, how romantic. All right, let's continue here. You might expect people to become accustomed to change, but in fact, any change, even a positive one, causes significant amounts of stress. And it's true. You might expect that people might adjust to change very quickly. We become accustomed to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not necessarily true. It still causes stress.
That's right. And of course, that in turn can be dangerous to your happiness and your health. It's funny because oftentimes we expect change. We know that things are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But when that change happens, it still can cause a lot of stress.
And so there's this phrase, in turn. And that basically means that the next step, logically, is this. So for another example, staying up all night affected my sleep, which in turn put me in a bad mood. I stayed up all night, it affected my sleep, that in turn put me in a bad mood. All right, friends, think of other ways to use that cool phrase, but we do have more to learn right after this, so stay
tuned.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the stress of change. Yes, has your life ever been turned upside down? Everything seems to be different and you're not sure how to react. Well, we read in our lesson today that the only thing constant in life is change. 这句有一点矛盾，对不对？ Because if something is constant, that means it shouldn't change. But really, the only one thing that is constant in life is change. We can expect changes in life to happen. Okay, well, friends, we do have more to learn about the stress and the changes that our author, Elizabeth Sunshine, went through next.
The stress of change. Last year, I moved back to my home country after living overseas for 3 years. And I also went from working to attending graduate school. Although I was excited about my studies, the challenge was more formidable than I'd expected. I missed my friends, regular work hours, and the sense of purpose that came with my job. I even struggled to remember how to do some things in my home country because I had lived in another culture for so long. Eventually, I did adjust to my new life. I made friends, dove into my classes, and started new activities. But I learned just how important it is to manage these kinds of transitions well.
OK, 接下来我们看 formidable 这个形容词。formidable 在这里是指艰巨的、难对付的或者是可怕的。例如 ,in today's game, we'll be facing our most formidable opponent. 在今天的比赛中我们会面对我们最害怕的对手。或者是 saving this company from its debts is a formidable task. 要救这家公司脱离债务是件艰巨的任务。接下来我们看 transition 这个名词。T-R-A-N-S 这个字首有跨越的意思，所以 transition 是指转换或转变。例如 ,the transition to parenthood isn't easy for any couple.
成为父母亲的这个转变对任何一对夫妻而言都不容易。或者是 The Research and Development Department of the company is in transition now. 这家公司的研发部门正在转型中。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we are going to continue learning about Elizabeth Sunshine's experience. We read, last year, I moved back to my home country after living overseas for 3 years. And I also went from working to attending graduate school. Now, let's talk about that phrase, to go from doing one thing to doing something else. This just means that you're doing one thing, and then you start doing something different.
Okay, so Elizabeth was working here at Studio Classroom full time. Okay, and then she went from working here to going to graduate school. So you could talk about two physical places. You go from one place to another place, or you could use this phrase in other ways. For example, celebrities. Sometimes we might talk about how a celebrity goes from being a nobody to being famous. Sometimes that happens overnight. He went from being nobody to being famous overnight.
Exactly. Now, of course, Elizabeth, she went from working to attending graduate school. When I came to Taiwan, I actually went from attending graduate school to working full-time. However, you can also use this phrase when talking about food. For example, Steve went from drinking a cup of coffee to eating a sandwich. So he was drinking a cup of coffee and then he started eating a sandwich.
Well, you're making me hungry.
Ooh.
I'll eat later. Okay, we continue here. Although I was excited about my studies, the challenge was more formidable than I'd expected. That's a great word, too. Formidable. Now, that is a word bank word. And just so you know, you can pronounce it formidable, or you could say formidable. All right. Now, let's continue.
We read, I missed my friends, regular work hours, and the sense of purpose that came with my job. I even struggled to remember how to do some things in my home country because I had lived in another culture for so long. And that's very natural. When you've lived in another culture for so many years and then you go back to your home country, there are some things that perhaps you may even have forgotten how to do because you just haven't done them for so long.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of reminds me of the phrase reverse culture shock. Everybody's heard of culture shock, right? You go to another country and then you have to take some time to adjust to the culture. Sometimes you feel stressed because you're trying to adjust to the culture. Well, if you live in that second culture for a long time, you get used to it. You go back to your home country and then there's reverse culture shock. R-E-V-E-R-S-E, culture shock.
Ah, well, you know, Gabe, a few months ago, I went back to the States. I hadn't been back for about a year. And I had to get gas. I had to put gas in my car. And I hadn't done that for so long. Not that I totally forgot how to do it, but it definitely was not as natural for me as it had been before I came to Taiwan.
That's right. There are some things that you have to relearn when you go back to your home country. Well, friends, let's continue here about the stress of Elizabeth Sunshine's change here. Eventually, I did adjust to my new life. I made friends, dove into my classes, and started new activities. Now, Rebecca, when was the last time you dove into something or someplace?
The last time I dove into a swimming pool, let me think. You know diving into a swimming pool, right?
Yes.
When you're standing on the edge and then you go head first into the water. Let me think. It's probably been a couple years.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, Rebecca, we're not going to talk about diving right now.
Oh.
I believe you might have something you want to share with us about diving from your lesson later on this month. However, this phrase is great because it doesn't just mean diving into water. When you dive into something, the idea is the same. The idea is that you're going somewhere deep very quickly. Okay, that means you're getting involved very quickly.
Okay,
so she's diving into her classes and starting into new activities.
Well, I have a couple of examples I want to share with you. First,
do it.
Here goes. A mother might say at dinner time to her family, Dinner is served. Everyone, dive in.
Oh, dive in. Sometimes I hear the phrase dig in. Everybody dig in to start grabbing your food. Well, diving in. Someone might dive into research for their project at school. Maybe your mother, does she ever say you guys could dive into a bag of chocolates?
Ah, yes. Everyone dive into that bag of chocolates or a bag of cookies.
So everybody's going to start going to try to grab the chocolates from inside that bag.
Right. Or you could also say, when Tabitha starts a new project, she likes to dive in right away. She doesn't want to wait to the last minute. She wants to get started immediately.
And of course, Elizabeth dove into her classes, started new activities. She learned just how important it is to manage these kinds of transitions or changes well. Well, right now it is time for a review skit.
Right. Oh no, another change.
Well, that's life.
But why? Why are things constantly changing?
Life can be characterized as a series of changes. First, you start school, then you graduate, then get married, change jobs, have children, and finally, retire.
So the saying is true. The only thing constant is change.
Exactly. Change happens all the time. You just have to get accustomed to it. Besides, change can be positive.
That's true. But any change, even a good one, causes significant amounts of stress.
And in turn, that can be dangerous to your happiness and your health.
I know. And changes are often harder than we anticipate.
For example, if you have to move, you'll miss your friends. Your regular work hours may change. You may even struggle learning how to do things.
So, how can I adjust? How can I learn to manage transitions well?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I have some tips.
Tips?
Yes, tips. Tips on managing transitions well. Tip number one. Oops. Change of plans. I'll tell you those tips another time.
Another change. So, how did Elizabeth manage the stresses of life?
All right, we're going to find out next time with some helpful tips right here at
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.